Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because it's best to know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you? What do you do?
First of all, Bob, thank you for having me on your podcast. My name is Mario P. Fields. I'm a sergeant major retired from the United States Marine Corps. I'm a father, and I've been married 25 years and have a 24-year-old and 23-year-old. What I currently do is I'm the co-founder and CEO of Global Inspirational Speakers, a speakers and consultants bureau that primarily represents military veteran dynamic and inspirational speakers and consultants.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is being a part of their growth. You know, we have a resource or resources that they may not have, and being able to provide that and watching them grow together, you know, as a team.
Absolutely. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge.
I think that's always a challenge. It's always a challenge. My advice to listeners is be persistent. It might take a day, 2 weeks, or a month to get in front of those decision makers, but don't give up, and it'll pay off in the end.
It will. Question number four. What advice do you want to share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
You know, my advice with companies working in the B2B industry is relationship building. You know, understanding the power of relationships with those businesses, providing quality services, and being honest, you know, having integrity, and not being afraid to, you know, to say you made mistakes, but finding solutions to correct those mistakes with those businesses.
Well, give me some tips on how to build some relationships in businesses.
Yeah, so some tips, Bob, are for example, in your stakeholders roster, you should try to capture maybe an anniversary of that corporation, when it was established, you know, a birthday of the CEO. I mean, you know, capture key elements that makes it personal with that business. The second thing is you want to follow up, and don't follow up after a transaction. Follow up to make sure that they know that you're giving your time to check on them and see how they're doing. You know, so that's the second. Third thing you can do is reach out to them and ask them, hey, what can I do for you? You know, this is not a transaction, not a sale. Just what can I do for you? Pro bono or not, you know, but work some deals where they understand that you really care about the growth and the mission of that company.
Love it there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself? Let me finish the question, Mario. There we go. So basically, yeah, what other CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
You know, Bob, thank you for allowing me to highlight someone great. I would say Shelley Harrison. She is the founder and CEO of Luminary Leaders, a speakers bureau based out of Southern California. She's awesome. She has great integrity. Does a lot with the veterans and veteran community. And so I think she would be a great host or guest on your podcast.
Okay, I will look her up when we are done here. Let's get to question number six, Mario. This is the most important question of the podcast. Tell me about your first time. Oh, your first sale.
Yeah, so my first sale, I would say the challenge with my first sale was removing emotions from making decisions and trusting that my research in regards to the value of the product I was offering, you know, was a good value, you know, a good price to offer to that company. But really just removing the emotions from the potential, you know, transaction being successful or not. And by the way, it was successful. Did a couple backflips, Bob, but no one saw that. It was in my head.
Yeah, backflips to your head. I need you to do a backflip right now. I'm just kidding with you. There we go. So Mario, you now have 5 minutes and 6 seconds left. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about how we have such great haircuts, or since it's best to when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
First of all, I would like to say I like your hat.
Thank you.
I might have to, you know, change my wardrobe, Bob, after this podcast. You know, my promotion, you know, is go to Global Inspirational Speakers. If you want some dynamic, inspirational, very unique consultants and speakers, and that's keynote speakers, narrators, you know, C-suite executives, I mean, you name it, we have it all. You know, that's where you want to go. We negotiate all fees, and we also service the pro bono civic sector. And so if it's a local school or church, I mean, you name it, some of them don't have budgets, we will also provide, you know, very valuable speakers on a pro bono basis. Again, go to that website. Leverage us, and we'll make sure we inspire your audience and your organization.
Wow, they love it there. You got 4 minutes and 3 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early, and that is okay?
No, I say let's end, and let's continue to inspire the world to some great action there, Bob.
We did it. There we go. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best of when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
My website is Global Inspirational Speakers, and you can go there and find everything on it.
It's in the description. It's magic. There we go. Mario, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I'm Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.